Okay, thank you very much. First, I would like to thank organizers for this wonderful opportunity to be here and share with you our recent results at the University of Pennsylvania on studying liquid crystal colloid systems. And today I will focus on the behavior of microinclusions captured at smectic interfaces, where the thickness of the liquid crystal is smaller than the size of the colloidal particle. And I hope in 5 minutes I will convince you how it's important to control boundary conditions in order to direct the behavior of those colloidal particles. So before starting, I wanted to mention that the vision of our research at the University of Pennsylvania is to harness energy stored in soft materials, and in this particular case, smectic liquid crystals, to direct the assembly of topological defects, known as the focal conic domains for this particular liquid crystals, and direct the assembly of those colloidal particles using those defects in order to develop novel material, advanced material useful in technological applications. And to explore all these questions, we are interested on the behavior of spherical colloid trapped at a complex fluid that presents a smectic order in the bulk. And we are interested in two configurations. And the first one, the colloid is trapped on a planar substrate where the smectic film is smaller than the size of the colloid. And in the second configuration, the colloid is trapped at freestanding films in contact with two interfaces in contact with air. And we found that when colloidal particle with homeotropic anchoring, it means that we treat the surface of the colloid to impose perpendicular anchoring at the surfaces, is trapped at the interface of a hybrid smectic film, it induces a distortion of the flat air smectic interfaces in order to satisfy wetting properties that we fix at the surface of our colloids. And this curvature induces also a reorganization of the defect structures from order structures like a crystal structures to flower pattern, as you can see in those two images, this one in bite feed and this one obtained between cross polarizers. And my coworker Dan Biller demonstrated that we can explain the formation of those flower pattern using the law of corresponding law, the law of corresponding cones. And due to this effect, so it means due to the distortion of the interface and distortion of the smictic layers, we will have an interplay between elastic and capillary interactions. And we can obtain in a self-assembly process some order structures, for example, dimers, as you can see here, due to the strong capillary forces between colloids. Or sometimes we can have some distance separation between our structures, and this is due to the strong elastic repulsion between our colloidal particle. In the second systems, we trapped our colloids at freestanding films in contact with air, and we found that the behavior of those colloidal particles is very rich. Sometimes the colloid induces a corona of focal conic domains, which is very similar to the flower pattern that we observed on planar substrate. And you can see how the hyperbola of this focal conic domain converge to one point. And this system is very useful for some optic application. And in some cases, we found that the colloids can be trapped at the smectic film without inducing any defects. And the way to explain this effect is the curvature. So in the first case, the colloid can be trapped by one interface. So to satisfy the wetting, we have a very big distortion. And the second case, the colloid is trapped by two interfaces. It means that the distortion is smaller in our case. In both configuration, those colloids induce also a distortion of our smectic layers. So you can see the lines here. Those are layers of smectics. So I increased here the contrast of our images to see better those distortion. And when we trap very high density of our colloids, we observed a complex behavior. And this behavior is driven by the zipping of smectic layers, as you can see here. And as you can see that after a few hours of our experiment, all colloids migrate to the meniscus surrounding the membrane. And this effect is due to high distortion of the interface, but also the smectic layers. And we obtain after some moment a ring at the same zenithal position in order to satisfy, to minimize the excess of free energy due to both distortion of elastic distortion and capillary distortion. But before migration, before the migration of those colloidal particles, we observed that they interact with each other. And we can see that they can form very rich structures. For example, in first configuration, those colloids attract at large distance via capillarity, but when they are close to each other, we have some elastic repulsion, so they will fix their distance separation. Now, if we have one colloid with corona, the other one without the corona, so we have, similar to the previous case, capillary attraction at large distance, and at short distance, we have elastic repulsion, but the equilibrium distance is smaller than this, the first case, because we have only one ring. And when the colloid is trapped without inducing any defect structures, the capillarity is stronger than the elasticity, and they will form a diamond. And in a self-assembly process, we can obtain very rich behavior, different structures, for example, dimers decorated by defects, or chains, as you can see here, or 2D patterns with complex structures. So the next step of this project is to look for some application of our systems. For example, we are interested on making tunable structures by using defect made in the bulk to organize colloids at the interface, so we can switch those surface structures, or using those focal conic domains made by our colloids to make some optical applications, for example, light focusing into a core. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thanks, Muhammad.